everyone. Welcome back to the Wild Thoughts podcast. Today, we're going to get into our holiday gift guide for 2022. Yes. We're very excited. I am feeling the holiday spirit. I know, like, Afi, you don't celebrate it.
But I still feel it. I still feel it, you know. It's, good. It's December's coming. It's
the vibes.
Yeah, the decor. Like, I still, yeah. It's still nice to see, even if I'm not, like, hardcore Christmas.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Christmas. It's just a gift guide for like anything, even for birthdays. You can use this,
inspiration for anything.
Yeah, so we have different guides for different like personalities or like vibes. Yes. So we're just gonna get into it. Sorry, I just hit my mic.
Okay,
we're gonna get into it. I just want to say for some of them we did take inspiration from the Every Girl blog, so if you guys follow that you might see some similarities. Yeah. And also everything that we're going to be mentioning, we're going to be posting on Instagram links of examples of where you can get these things. So be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok too, because we're going to have some cute videos.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. Do you want to start it off?
So this is our cozy category, cozy guide. So if you're trying to get someone a gift perfect for winter, for the holiday season, just to like snuggle up and feel warm.
Yes. Snuggle up by the fireplace.
Yeah, exactly. And just feel nice and cozy. Yes. First, we have a loungewear set. It can be any type of loungewear set. We obviously have an example. We can link a specific example, but so little disclaimer that since we have specific items and kind of pictured ideas, we're gonna insert pictures into our YouTube video. So I think for this episode it would be really great if you would want to watch the YouTube video, that way you can see visuals and it'll just give you more inspiration.
The whole picture.
Exactly. But for the loungewear set, we actually have one from Dynamite that we linked, but you can find them, I'm sure, at H&M. I'm sure you can
everywhere.
Find yeah on Amazon like just anywhere. But it's just an example. I think they're super in having matching sets. And you just feel like, I know during the pandemic, like COVID, it was very in to have loungewear set just because you would always be in your pajamas and you wouldn't have to dress up. So this was the perfect in between. So it's still in.
100%. Even for like all people too. Like it's not only for women. No. I feel like a lot of guys wear like sweat sets.
Yeah, exactly.
And like that's their alternative.
So. Yeah, exactly. It could just be an idea around that. Another idea is an essential oil diffuser or like a eucalyptus diffuser.
Oh, so relaxing.
Yes. Oh my God. I don't have one, but I know people that do, and just as soon as you come in, like you just feel so like you're at a spa, you're cozy, you feel like fresh. And they're not too expensive. There's a variety of them. You can find them on Amazon. The one that we linked is the one from Amazon, but there's a whole different bunch.
Even from Winners and Marshalls,
you can find them there.
Yeah, they're usually pretty cheap.
Yeah, they're definitely. Yeah, I think I found one there before. And then we have a weighted blanket. I feel like I don't have one of these, but from what people tell me, it probably feels so nice.
It's good for anxiety. I have one. I don't use it. My mom uses it more than me.
Yeah.
But apparently it's supposed to help you like really calm down. It's super warm, obviously, because it's like a weighted blanket.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just makes you feel like embraced.
Yes.
So you can use it in the holiday season when you're stressed about something. Whenever. And you can find these, I'm sure, in stores somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but I linked Amazon link, obviously, because Amazon be easy, you know, and it could range in price depending on which one you're getting. But yeah.
Okay. Love it. So we also have a book embosser. So for all you book lovers out there, I recently got this for my birthday and I am obsessed.
So cute.
So it's basically just something that you can emboss like the first page of your book and it can say like from the Library of Catherine. Like
that
that's what
is so boss move.
It's like so cute. I am obsessed. Every time I get a new book, I take out my embosser. I'm like, stamped.
It feels like you're in the you literally said library and then without you realizing that you said that, I said, oh, it feels like it's from the library, like when you're in elementary school and you get it.
So nice. So I got mine from an Etsy shop called Stamp Boss Art.
Etsy has everything.
They have everything.
Quirkiest,
they have like
cutest things.
40 different designs. You can totally customize it. So I feel like it's a very personal gift too, because it's super customizable. And yeah, I love it. So
very cute.
Also, we all know Uggs have made a comeback.
Yes.
So we're suggesting some Uggs slippers, especially the Tasman boot. They're just like little slip-ons. These are really not my style, But they look very comfortable.
For the
warmth
and, like, for the casualness of it, if you just want to,
They look super comfortable. They have it for men and for women. They have it in black and brown. So, like, you can really get whatever your taste is. But I think for the winter, like, honestly, I think I'd wear this at home.
Yeah,
just because it looks comfortable.
Yeah. There's even the, you know, the at-home slippers where it's, like, there's not the back end. Obviously, it's, like, a slipper. Yeah. And the UGG ones, they're beige.
Yes.
They have the little fur, I think. Those can UGGs be an
alternative. They just have really comfortable.
Yeah, they're really... I'm wearing the black ones, but the booties, yeah.
And then lastly, big scarves. So I feel like this... It was really trendy last year, and it's, like, trickling into this year.
Yeah.
But just, like, blanket scarves, basically. Like, yes. They're so big, so cozy. They come in, like, different patterns, colors, like the plaid ones. A lot of companies are having it, so we suggested Dynamite again. We love Dynamite. Dynamite has, like, three colors right now, but I know, like, a bunch of other stores have, so I feel like it'll be really easy to find these.
Yeah, I'm sure you can go to Arden or, like, Simon's or wherever. And also, I feel like you can even wear them. Like, they're perfect, like, if you're going somewhere and you just take your jacket off and you don't have necessarily a sweater, like, they're perfect just to add that extra warmth. And they're cute, so.
Yeah, they're super cute. Okay, so moving on to the tech guide. So this is basically just electronics that are very useful or just like a nice to have.
Exactly.
Like, just like cute things like that. So first we have a charging tray table. So you can find these really anywhere. I think, again, Winners, Marshalls types of things you would have. But we suggested one from Amazon. And this one in particular has a clock that goes with it. You can charge your smart watch, your AirPods, your phone, and you just plug it in. It's good for like a bedside thing because it also has a light. And it's just like really functional.
Yeah, that's really cute, actually. Convenient. Yeah.
Then we have a coffee mug warmer. This is actually on one of my Secret Santa lists because I want one because I hate cold coffee.
Yeah.
If you didn't already know. So I drink my coffee so fast because if it goes cold, like, I won't drink it.
Yeah.
So I feel like with a mug warmer, especially like if you're working, like, and you're kind of distracted and you forget that you have a coffee, I always do that.
You don't want to get up.
Yeah. Then I have to like microwave it so like it rewarms. Like with this, it just stays warm.
Exactly. That's super. Yeah. I've seen people have this. Super cute.
Yeah.
So convenient.
Yeah. Also from Amazon. So we'll have the link. And then lastly, I feel like I'm saying all the book ones, but we have a Kindle.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone is obsessed with Kindles because you can just like, it's paperless, you can just read your book on the go.
Yes.
I prefer actual books, so like whatever. Yeah. But if you're someone that like, especially like, I know one of our friend's moms, she takes the metro every day and she loves her Kindle because she just reads the entire
time. It's light too.
It's light, it's super tiny. You can change the font size to make it big, you know.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I got one recently. Okay, I'm I will not say I'm not the
biggest.
Yeah, I got it in the summer. Did I not tell you?
No.
Okay. I'm not the biggest reader. Obviously, I'm trying to get better, but this definitely motivates me because I was always like, oh, like when I would take books on with me, like let's say on the go, it always like crumple and like, you know, like bend in certain ways that I didn't like that. And it's like, what if I want to read a different book and I want to have everything in one library when I'm traveling? So I do find it convenient, but I also understand like you want to have sometimes the physical books. I think you can do a bit of both sometimes, like
on Kindle. Yeah, I know people that like read on their Kindle, but let's say if they really like a book or
they'll get it,
they'll get the actual to like support the author more or something.
Yeah, and it's just nice having in your like library or whatever. But yeah, Kindle is super cute and convenient. Okay, next we have a smartwatch, Apple Watch, I guess. Oh, because there's different types of smartwatches. Like, yeah, exactly. An example, obviously, we've linked the Apple Watch, but there's a bunch of other ones you can get. I'm sure, like, I'm pretty sure, like, Samsung and other companies have. Yeah, so you guys can see what you prefer, but I think it's a lot of people have them now. It is convenient because you can do a bunch of things on it. Like, with the Apple Watch, you can look at your text messages and everything. I think that's pretty cool. And if you work out a lot, I feel like people love having smartwatches.
Yeah. My dad is actually asking for a smartwatch for Christmas because he, obviously, he's, like, older in age, so he wants to start tracking, like, his heart
exactly.
And, like, he works out, too, so he wants to, like, make sure everything's in check.
Yeah.
But we also linked the Apple Watch SE, which is the cheaper version,
because
I know like the newer versions are like more hella expensive. So if you haven't an iPhone or let's say, and you want something but not
too
something
crazy
that's gonna break the bank, I think that's a good option.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have a mini projector. So,
ooh, I love this.
Yeah, because I feel like we've been seeing a lot of these on TikTok. I'm like, shit, why didn't I buy a TV? I'm like, I should have just gotten this. But of course, there's like, this is better in the dark because of the projector and the light and all that. But it's super convenient and it's not too expensive. You can just easily set it up and have a projector in your room or anywhere, and it's portable. So it's super cute. We linked an Amazon one. You can find a bunch. I think Amazon for this is probably like a
cheaper alternative.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know if a lot of stores sell mini projectors, but I feel like
probably Best Buy.
Yeah, maybe, exactly. But you can easily order on Amazon. And then finally, we have the Sony wireless noise canceling headphones.
Whoa, that's a mouthful. Yes.
So I feel like headphones are making a comeback rather than just like earphones.
Do you like headphones?
Okay, so I had Beats and I didn't like the way I feel like it sounds weird, but not claustrophobic, but almost like I like to hear what's going on around me. And I
it's like super like in your head.
Yeah, I just don't love them. But I've tried these ones and they're very light. They don't hurt your ears. Yeah. How about you?
I feel like I used to wear headphones for like editing or stuff like that. Yeah. But like they hurt my ears.
Yeah.
Like I can't do it.
Yeah. But these ones, I will say, are pretty good.
They're comfortable.
Yeah. And I don't know if I told you this, but for example, they're noise canceling, but if you talk, they'll stop. And then there's a way to mute out the background noise, but not the person. Like there's a bunch of customizable
technology, man.
It's crazy. I also feel like people are also liking the look of headphones now. But for me, sometimes I feel like with my hair, it wouldn't work.
Yes, 100%.
I was like, wait, how? And look, what if I'm wearing a hat? Or I guess you can put it on top of your hat, but I don't know. It's just like if I had my hair in a bun or like something.
I remember I used to wear mine for like Zoom classes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I really wanted to block everything out. And then I'd be like, no, this looks hideous. I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, if you like headphones or you know someone who likes headphones, these are a good idea. So our next category is the foodie guide. I'm getting hungry now. Looking at the pictures. Okay, so I'll start with the pizza oven. Ooh, fancy.
That's expensive.
So I'm like, oh, that's for sure expensive. But who doesn't love a beautiful pizza oven making fresh pizza with a nice crust?
You're gonna be the life of the party.
Yeah, like it's like you open up an Italian restaurant into your home.
Yeah, backyard barbecues.
Oh my god,
you're just making pizza.
That
how fucking amazing.
Pizza ovens are amazing. Yeah. Like it has the perfect texture. The cheese is melted perfectly. Doesn't take too long. Like ooh, so
yum.
If you want to spoil someone,
yeah.
And then next we have the Kazori air fryer. So I put that one in because I got that one. But any air fryer, honestly, there's like Ninja ones or different brands that are cheaper or more expensive. But air fryers, I feel like they're also in.
They
I don't know if they're
big.
Yeah, are they dying now? Or are they still trendy?
No, I think they're still trendy. Still people in. Love their air fryer recipes.
Yeah, because they're so easy. The oven, you have to like open the oven, turn it on, a whole big ass like thing.
It's easy. I think it's healthier too.
Yeah,
the way that
the
it cooks.
Oil. Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to really use oil, and there's a bunch of different options and cooking methods. So we love air fryers, just super easy. And then we have a cheese and tapas board. So we linked a particular one. This one's a bit fancier.
It's so cool, guys.
Yeah, it's super cute.
I want it.
I'm so happy that we all want this tapas board. It's super cute. It's definitely a bit pricier. Mm-hmm. I think it's around 100 something. So it's a bit more expensive, but it's definitely cute for someone who hosts a lot or just loves like having charcuterie cheese board. You can put snacks, cheese, like it has a bunch of little compartments. So super cute. We linked it. We'll link it in the video, of course.
Yeah.
And you guys will be able to see it.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of boards, like just simple boards that you can get for, again, Winners and Marshalls.
Yeah, exactly.
HomeSense, like, you know the drill, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, if you want to get an edible arrangement, so we've talked about this company a lot, but it's basically the company that I do social media for. Mm-hmm. So you can get either like an edible arrangement from anywhere, but like this one in particular is from Scratch MTL. Mm-hmm. And basically what they're doing is just like a cookie box plus other sweets.
So cute.
And it's just like a bundle. You can customize it. They have like little packages that you can go choose. And yeah, I think that's just like super easy. Even if you're like invited somewhere and you just want to bring something, but you don't want to bring wine or something
exactly
like that.
And the cookies are so good,
they
guys.
Good.
Confirming, and it's so cute. Yeah, they're Delicious. And it's so such a cute, like, I would love that.
Yeah.
If someone just got me like a beautiful box of like gourmet cookies. Like,
yeah. Also, if you want to buy an experience and not really a gift, I feel like a lot of people are actually turning towards more experiences rather than giving presents. So you can take the person on a local food tour. So I feel like no one really talks about these.
Yeah. I feel like maybe because we're local. So we're like, oh, why would
But also but like if cute. You're going to another town, like you can do a food tour. Like,
yeah,
you can
try that's to find true. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So the one we have linked obviously is for Montreal because that's where we're from. Mm-hmm. And they have like a Mile End food tour or they have like a dinner tour in Old Montreal, which would be super nice. Obviously, it varies in prices. So you can kind of just see what you want to give.
So is this you're just tasting different foods or you're cooking it also?
This is just tasting. So you're going to different places. It's like a walking tour.
Okay. Oh my God. Wow. Sorry. I went to the cooking class for some reason because I went after the edible. Never mind.
Yeah. So speaking of cooking classes, so that's our other suggestion. You can book a cooking class with either your friend or your significant other. Kind of depends what you want to do. And you can do different styles of cooking. They even have like bar classes if you want to do like drinks instead of food. I think that's a, like even for like a date night, that would be like, super cute.
If you're getting, I don't know, your partner, it could, I mean, it could be anybody, but especially it's cute. I feel like if it's like your significant other, like just getting them.
Super cool. Fun.
Even the food tour. Oh my God. I didn't know we had that. Very cute.
It's super fun. Okay, next we have the bougie guide. Okay.
Our favorite guide.
Our favorite one. Obviously, this is going to be the expensive guide. Yes. So if you're willing to splurge a little bit on the person you're buying a gift for, I think this could be super cute. I just thought of something actually that we should add to this.
Mention it.
So, okay, random thought. I feel like if you're buying for like someone who just moved into their new home or for your parents or something, like a pots and pans set. Because usually those are expensive, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, now you made me think of something. If you're like... Like if you're moving in, the Dyson vacuum.
Ooh,
because isn't expensive?
Oh shit, we should have done like a home one.
It's fine.
It's okay. Okay, we're just
mentioning
it. You
can add all of these in your home somewhere.
Actually, the pots and pans one. Sorry, a little tangent here, but Selena Gomez. I don't know if she collabed with a company and she came out with her own pots and pans because you know how she has her cooking show.
The cooking show,
They're so pretty. They're like jewel tones, like purple and deep blue. Like they're really nice. Anyways,
why is she not promoting this?
Well, she was.
Okay, well,
I think like it passed, like it was a few months ago. But yeah, I think that could also be a good gift.
Very cute, yeah.
But let's go into the list that we have. Yes. So first, a Tiffany bracelet. I feel like these are kind of like classic and very like never gonna go out of style. Like it's Tiffany.
Most people also know the brand. They're like associate with like, ooh, Tiffany.
Exactly. Cute, So the one in particular that we chose is the Tiffany heart tag bead bracelet. So it's just like a silver beaded bracelet with the heart tag. Like that's classic Tiffany.
Very cute. Yeah.
Then also what's really big right now, like we were saying, headphones. So Apple AirPods Max, they're more expensive than the Sony ones. So we put them in this list. They have a bunch of colors. I really like the green one, so I put it in this list.
They're very minimalist look, a bit like the Sony too, but very cute.
Yeah, they're super nice, and like people have been raving about them. I have heard though that the white silver ones, if you wear a lot of makeup, don't get them because they stain so easily,
and probably like the inside too.
Oh. So everyone was like, don't get these if you wear makeup, but
black, just go with black.
Yeah, and just go with simple. And then lastly, the Dyson hair dryer. So I didn't put the whole like air wrap blowout one because I feel like...
Oh, this is just the hair dryer. Yeah.
Yeah. People have known about that. But the hair dryer is what people rave about the most.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought because, it was the whole...
No, because some people actually don't like it. So I feel like if you want to buy something Dyson, go for the hair dryer because it's like... It comes with like a lot of attachments too if you need like... If you want it with a comb or a diffuser, if you have curls and stuff like that. And I feel like this is just like a really nice gift to give someone.
Yeah. I'm so curious in trying it, like the styling tool. Too. But so apparently expensive. It's hard to master. Like you have to figure out how to work it.
Oh yeah,
like,
with the
bit
the
difficult. Yeah, it's more difficult, but the hair dryer. I think, it has like super, has more advanced technology where it doesn't like fry your hair or like the heat doesn't, because the way it's like, isn't it like air? I don't know.
We don't know. Read the book.
Okay, next we have some beautiful gold croissant earrings from Majuri. You can obviously there's different types you can get, but these are definitely very in classic gold with a little spice added to it, more fancy.
I do think these are on the more affordable side, actually.
Okay, yeah, they are.
But
yeah.
I feel like anything gold, like real gold, would be a very nice gift to give someone.
Yeah, exactly. And Majuri is known for having like good quality pieces, so you can definitely browse and see, but I think that's a good staple option. Then we have a Louis V card holder.
Louis V.
So I feel like this is very cute and simple. You can get it both for male, woman, anybody, honest. Male, woman, or man, or anybody, honestly. It's just cute if you're, you know, going out somewhere quick. You just want to have a little wallet. Mm-hmm. It's designer. It's Louis V.
Yeah,
classic.
It's Louis V.
Louis Vuitton. Yeah. It's not too pricey, but it's still expensive. It's like around $300.
It's a designer.
Yeah, exactly. But so it's like a bit in between, but definitely pricier. So that's a good option. They have some other things as well. This is, I would say, around the cheapest thing you can get. And then we have the Jacquemus bag.
Why are you saying it in English? It's French.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Jacquemus.
Jacquemus?
I think so.
Jacquemus? Okay, whatever. Whatever. You're going to see the title.
Yeah.
But their bags, they're super in, very cute. I thought about the Telfer bags, but they're sold out. So unless you're looking at a specific day.
Unpopular opinion, I don't like them. They look like... There was another brand that was like super popular like when we were in high school. And it looks like it. And it's giving me very like...
basic vibes. Yeah.
You know?
The thing is, they're cute, and I think it's the fact that they have different colors, and it's very simple, and it's so I think it can go, I think I've seen it so many times that I don't know whether it's coming from me, or if it's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, so it's very hard. I don't own one, but hey, like, I don't really have I'm neutral about it, like, it depends how you style it, okay? But yeah, I get what you're saying. Do they have zippers on them? No,
I have no idea. I haven't been that interested to see.
But this bag is definitely on the pricier side. It's around, like, $830, but if that's your budget, it is definitely cute. Yeah. I think anyone would like it, so that's definitely an idea. And yeah, that's our bougie guide.
Hey, love it. So now we're going to get into the fashionista guide. So we tried to choose things that were like not basic, but also like essentials.
I think, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So a watch box.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom gifted this to my boyfriend because I've been getting him watches.
Gotcha,
and it's such a nice gift, even to put like on display, like
organized.
With like, because it has the clear glass
you
on
can
top.
See.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it feels rich to me.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know?
He was like, oh, I have so many watches. Yeah. I don't know where to put that. My brother has one and it is really nice.
Yeah.
It just keeps things, everything clear. You're taking care of the watches. Very cute.
Exactly. And I feel like these you can find anywhere. Obviously, we linked an Amazon one because it's like budget.
Yeah.
Don't come for us for like always linking on Amazon, by the way.
Look, Amazon has everything.
It does.
And
if
you have Prime, free shipping.
Exactly.
And it comes quick.
It does. So next on the list, we have New Balance sneakers, in particular the 574 Core. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I see the actual name for these.
Yeah. They're always like five something.
Yeah. They're actually affordable. I don't know why in my mind they were going to be like over $200, but they're only $115, which
is
it's
like the average price of like sneakers.
Exactly. I feel like that's nothing. And they're so cute. They're in particular the Nimbus Cloud with white, which is like a beige. I feel like cream, like all that stuff is very in. So I think you'd love that.
Yeah.
Lastly on my side, a work tote.
That's a good one.
Okay, you know why I put this? Because all of my coworkers have been complaining we cannot find a good work tote that fits our laptop. And we even work at a company that sells handbags. And we're like,
That's
missing.
Yeah.
You can't find a cute one. So
it's from Bias.
I think it's Bias.
Bias. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the, what's her name again?
Shay Mitchell.
Yeah. Shay Mitchell's brand Bias. I linked the work tote. It's literally called the work tote. I linked the black one because I feel like that's like,
oh my God, it's like, so cute.
It's really nice. It's nice and sleek. There's compartments. You can even put it on top of luggage. So like, it's very versatile. There's like a laptop pouch inside, I think.
Oh my God, someone get it for me.
I'm kidding. No, it's like really cute. And it's like a crocodile print. They have it in black, sleek black too.
Yeah, they have good
color. Yeah, yeah, cognac and beige. So I would love this.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry, it's my turn. I was looking at the bag. I got distracted. I'm like, ew. I mean, Ashley wants this, guys. Buy no, this look, for her. I love everything on this list. I'm just like looking into it, but very cute. Okay, next we have Doc Martens. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a classic. I almost forgot about it. Everyone's been wearing them. You know, it's winter's here. It's good for the fall, winter. I mean, some people even wear in the summer. I think it can get a bit hot, but you can definitely rock it. And most people, I think, would love this. Maybe some people don't, but in general, very cute. We can get it for women or men. Yeah. Very gender neutral, I feel like. So
100%.
Okay, so ye.
Wait, what's the Pete Davidson and
Salome? Yeet, isn't it? Like,
no, he's like,
yeah. What? He said yeet. Yeah, skirt, skirt. Yeah, yeah, I remember. He said yeet, no?
Is it yeet?
Like Y-E-E-T? Oh my god, what's happening? Okay. I don't know. But yes, Doc Martens. I linked the platform was just because I used to be a platform hater before, and I used to not, like, when I was in high school, when everyone had Doc, I didn't love them. But then I was like,
ooh. I had them in maroon.
Yes, I remember. You still have them. Yeah. So cute.
I need the black ones.
Yeah. And now I saw the platform ones. I'm like, they're so nice. They just give a bit of oomph. Yeah. Like a little.
And platforms are in.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So cute. So if you're into that, but you can get the classic ones too. And then we linked the Essentials hoodie / crew neck. I put a crew neck, but it could be the hoodie as well. I was trying to see what was available, but Essentials is in, you know. I think even if you're not particularly like, wow, oh my god, if you receive it, you kind of know it's kind of pricier. It's like, it's in. It's like, so you're like, I'm gonna wear it. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So you can find them on Essence, I think, on the Essentials website as well. They have different designs for any gender. So yeah, that can be a good gift idea. They even have t-shirts if you want to go cheaper. But I feel like hoodies are in. Then we have an oversized blazer. I mean, you can find them anywhere. They're super in. They make an outfit, whether it's in the fall, summer, winter, look good. It's just sophisticated, classy, and just cute. You can find them at Dynamite, H&M. You can order online on so many different websites. We have a beige one linked, but I feel like it could be any anything, color. Yeah. Black goes with everything. You want beige, you want to pop a color, you know. Go ahead, but oversized, I feel like, is definitely in.
100%.
So we love that. And next, we have the beauty guide. Beauty. Okay, so the first item we have, classic, a perfume sampler kit. You have a bunch of different types of perfumes. This is the Kaoli one. So yes,
I have this on my list.
Okay.
Hint, hint. Kaoli?
They have good one of their perfumes,
and it smells so good, so I want all
of them. It's so good. It's Huda's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cute, and there's, if someone isn't sure, like, which scent they want, or they're into a different, it just makes you feel like you have a bunch of perfumes, when in reality it's smaller sizes, but it just makes you feel like you have a variety. I think this is super cute. It's a perfect type of gift. You can get it at Sephora. Next, we have the Jisoo hair perfume. Ooh, I heard a lot about the Jisoo hair oil, but I haven't heard about the hair perfume.
Yeah.
But yeah, all her stuff is like honey, infused honey scent. And her marketing is really good. Like, I feel like
she has queen.
Really... Yes, Sarah.
Sarah was in a campaign.
Exactly.
Did you see she commented?
Yes, I saw yesterday because I was checking the feed. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, I didn't see. And then I saw Victoria too.
Yeah.
I was like, but yes, the Jisoo hair perfume, I think any Jisoo products, anybody would love. Super good, super cute. And the packaging is cute too.
Yeah, you can put it on display.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very cute. Then we have a men's shaving / beard kit. This is like, if you know, you're just going to feel fresh, self-care, that grooming kit. It comes with, I think, a bunch of stuff like cream, gel, I guess.
Yeah. Shave balm, shave
cream.
Ooh,
you want to have that smooth skin. Yeah. This is such a nice, this is actually a really nice gift, and it's an all-in-one. It comes with everything, so this is perfect. Yeah. The website,
what I think, like, anything skincare for men though would be a nice gift because they don't take care of their skin.
Most men,
they need a little help. I remember one year I got Nick this skincare kit from Jack Black.
School of Rock.
Wait, I was like, it might actually be called Jack Black. Stop. Hold on.
Oh my god, I'm dead.
It is Jack Black. Okay.
Oh, shit.
So funny. Actually, okay, okay, I just Googled on Sephora right now, but yeah. They have like something called a triple play set, mm-hmm. and it has like an all over wash, a daily facial cleanser, and a moisturizer. So I think I got something similar yeah. from him, and he still uses the product.
Yeah, and that's like enough product. Honestly, you don't yeah. need like 10,000 things. Keep it simple, but still have, like, you just feel good about yourself mm-hmm. also, you know? So this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it comes with a little like brush, I guess, to
the shave one.
Yeah, yeah, to
I think it's push the dust. Off the
hair. Yeah, exactly. Like the hair. Yeah, I don't know what it's called. Dust the hair off. But it's yeah. very cute and it's a cute color.
Okay. So we also have the Rare Beauty Liquid Blush. Now, this is a particular product because everyone loves this product. Oh, I have not yeah. heard one negative review on this product.
I still haven't tried because I'm still trying to finish my current blush. Need
it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it in the shade Joy and I think I asked for the shade Hope. Mm. Which is like a nude mauve shade, but it's good because they have it for every skin tone because mm-hmm. they have deeper shades too. And even like the lighter shades, I've seen deeper skin tones use it. They just add more on just so it shows.
Yeah, I saw a video of that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like super blendable. It's beautiful on the skin. It makes you look fresh mm. and like, ugh, I just love it.
And all the Rare Beauty stuff is just wow. And this is amazing. A hit with everyone. Yeah. So you're not going to go wrong with this.
Exactly. And they have like even a kit for like, it comes with like two. Ooh. So like it's a little sampler and it's like yeah. minis.
I love cute. That because I always get tired of using the same product over and over again. Yeah. So I'd rather just have the small version yeah. and like try a bunch of different ones.
Especially yeah. this one, like one dot on your cheek, that's all you need. So like that's gonna last you years, you know?
Just don't look at the expiry date. I don't
yeah.
Honestly, I don't even look anymore. I'm like, that's a marketing.
It's only if you're like actually a makeup artist and using it on other people.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Check if it's on yourself, then yeah. yeah.
We also put some ice globes for facial care. Mm-hmm. I want to try this.
I want to buy this too. Yeah. Now. Like it looks so cool.
So it's literally basically like two balls yeah that, like with sticks yeah and you're just like rubbing your face, you have to put it in the freezer or something,
yeah, because they're cold yeah, yeah exactly.
And it just like depuffs yeah. It improves like stimulation
circulation yeah
stimulation
no that's good
circulation yeah. And then it also I think it's good for drainage
yeah I think so as well, like you can kind yeah. of use it similarly to like
you guys you're gonna glow up. You're gonna glow.
Yeah, this makes me like it makes me I'm getting like I can already feel like
yeah I love it. And then finally, we put a neutral makeup palette. Mm-hmm. In particular, we added the Makeup Bar Mario's Ethereal Eyes eyeshadow palette. Ooh. So this is a limited edition one. I also want... Okay, everything on this list is like...
You want that on my list. I'm like, I want it. If anyone needs to get gifts for us, you know where to yeah. look.
And like this palette, guys, I actually saw James Charles talking about this yesterday. Ooh. But I was like, okay, this is true. No one has been excited about a neutral makeup palette in years because like everything has been done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Makeup by Mario launches palette. Everyone is excited
about
it.
Is he doing well though?
He is doing yeah. well. Okay, his products cool. are really nice. He even has like this bronzer that's like, I can't remember what it's called, but it's very, it's skin enhancer.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's ooh, very like glow. From within, mm. like just adding a topper type of thing. Like, his products are really good.
I love the way he, when he speaks, when he does makeup, it's so like serene, like so
I know.
Calming.
I could listen but to the talk all is day. Is it
conflicting with Kim because she has her makeup line?
No, she doesn't have it anymore. She
I didn't know
it.
That.
Yeah.
Oh shit, it was yeah. not doing well. Okay. And I don't think they were selling at Sephora, which would make sense because she has a name big enough where people would buy it off yeah. her website. But so does Mario. Anyways.
But yeah, those are really good options for the beauty guide. I feel like they're not too out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean? It's so, like different type of things. Like
yeah, people would yeah. love it. Now we have a party guide. So we don't have as many options here, yeah. but I feel like this is just like a fun thing.
Yeah,
to, like,
exactly.
add. So
if you want to be quirky.
Yeah. So first we have an alcoholic drink dispenser. Mm. Now, I got this idea because a YouTuber that I watch, Miss Remy Ashton, she has one that has like, I think 6 bottles. Oh and my all she God. Has there is like Tito's vodka.
Oh my God.
But it's such a cute idea.
It is cute. Yeah.
Like it's literally just like a revolving liquor dispenser yeah. and you can put like any bottles you want.
How do you like, do you have to press on something for it to come
yeah,
out?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I think you just push it and okay. it opens, or it's like something like a beer dispenser that you pull it and then it comes out yeah. and you can put anything you want. You can even put like wine
yeah.
into ooh. Wine over liquor. It's like
fancy, but serve yourself.
Yeah, like it's so cute. Yeah. And then we also have a star projector. Mm. I love star projectors.
Yes.
I got one from Amazon like years ago. It unfortunately broke. Yeah. I haven't bought one since, but I love the vibe a bit. And it just sets the mood. Yeah. You know?
My friend has one and she has it in her living room.
Yeah.
And she just puts it off her ambiance and it's just so nice. And I think you can also use it for like, not disco vibes, but like the colors can change. So yes. If you want more of a calm night, you know, you can just use it for every day.
Like a hangout.
Yeah, but if you want more like party vibes, like you can change it. It has a bunch of like options. You can put like your speaker and Bluetooth, so you can put like music. So that's why I thought it was very cool. Speaking about partying, well, it's all party related, but we put a karaoke machine.
Bitch.
Yes. It's particular, but I feel like it's cool.
Yes.
Because especially, I would use it.
You know what? Last year, I wanted from Amazon, they just have, a karaoke mic. Oh my and God. It's literally just, it has a speaker. So as soon as you speak into it, it's just going to, project. Because people had it on TikTok and they would, make jokes with it. I'm but I want that for the house.
Belting. Fun. Yeah. And especially if you're hosting a lot or, I don't know, maybe you and your friends are just known for always karaokeing, you know? It's very cute. It's a fun gift. So I think you can put your phone in and it connects or that's something. So cool. But this one's on Amazon. You can find a bunch, but this one was cute. And then lastly, speaking of alcohol, we have a shot glass set. I feel like this is classic.
Yeah.
People in general, especially during the holidays, love shot glasses. This one's a fancy, not super fancy, but you can get different kinds. Yeah, it has a tray and then it has the amount of shot glasses. You can find different types of glasses, things like that on Amazon, but it is definitely very cute. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody would like this if they're in the party mood.
Yes.
Okay, now we have the self-care guy.
Our favorites.
Oh my God. We love. Okay, so I'll start with a spa certificate. Mm. This is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't love a spa? Anybody? I would love it.
Yes.
You can get away, relax, and you can't get the spa experience really anywhere else other than at a spa.
Yeah.
You can get a mini spa at home.
Try. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not the same. It's just getting away. I think anyone would love this. It's super cute and it's pretty affordable in general, I think. It can, depending on what you're getting, but if you just want to use the baths and things like that, it's $50 to $60 maybe. But yeah. But next we have a bath caddy. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, you know, when you're taking a bath and you just want to have your book, your glass. Yeah. Basically a tray, but for your bath.
Yeah.
This is super cute. It's really encouraging that self-care, taking some time for yourself. And it's just a nice caring gift, I feel
it
like.
Is.
You know, it's love.
Pour yourself a glass of wine, exactly. Have your book or a show.
Exactly.
And just like
super cute.
Yeah.
You can find them on Amazon or I'm sure you can find them different places.
Like at home. Maybe,
places. Home Sense or Winners or other.
This one is really cute though, because it's all gold.
Yeah, I saw that. I've never seen one like that. Very cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah, and then we have a gym kit. The one we linked is the Après Gym Care Kit. So it's kind of during you can use it to work out, but it also has cute little things that you can use for after.
Yeah.
Oh, towelettes and eye mask. So it's kind of self-care, but workout. So it's a two-in-one. It's not only actually being healthy, working out, moving, but also taking care of yourself in two different ways. So that's what's really cute about it. I'm sure you can find different kinds, but this one's really cute
this
if you want.
Adorable.
Yeah,
so this too I saw in the Evergirl guide.
Ooh.
And exactly what Afi said, it has self-care stuff, but it also has matching workout bands.
Exactly.
So it's just it's such a cute set. I would love this.
And it's almost a reward. Okay, I'm gonna do my workout, do some movement, and then I can just relax a little bit.
And for the amount of stuff that you get, it's really
expensive.
Okay, so I also have funky soy candles. Now
so cute.
I love the trend of different shaped candles. I'm so into it. I spent an hour the other day on Etsy just saving different styles.
My God.
I swear to God, because I also got this candle holder here.
So that's new.
Yeah, I just can't find a candle to put on it, because so I've been looking. And then also there's this candle stick holder from H&M that I want, and I'm okay, I need candles.
Ooh, that is so cute.
So I found a bunch of small businesses from Canada on Etsy. The one that I linked is called All For Candle, but I have a bunch saved if you guys want others. And for example, this set, they have a bunch in the picture. There's swirly candles, there's bubble candles, there's tall candles, there's a David candle. That is David, right? Yeah. A David candle, the sculpture. And it's just so fun. You can get it in different colors.
So cute. I love the swirly ones.
They're so cute. You can even get like trays to put them on because obviously if you light them, they're going to melt like within themselves. So I love it. I would love.
Now I want these.
Afi, I have a bunch to send you because I saved so many. They're so nice.
But they're not scented, right?
Some could be scented. So there's also a Montreal company called Smellies, which is where I got my bubble candles from. And I got one that's just not scented and one that's vanilla scented. So like it depends.
And they're not too pricey. Wow.
Yeah, they're super affordable.
God, this can really change a vibe in a room.
Yes, we love 100%. I also added the water decanters. This one is from Amazon, but it's so adorable and it's perfect if you just want to have some water by your bedside. Yeah. So as soon as you get up, you can drink your water because it's supposed to be good for you to drink water right away when you get up. And like this one in particular is just, it feels bougie because it has like a gold rim. It's ribbed. Like it's super nice.
It feels like you're in a hotel because I've been to one of my friend's place and they had one. And I was like, ooh, like honestly did not know these existed before. Yeah. Super cute, but it's like very convenient and it's cute. Yeah.
And lastly, of course, we have the 5-minute journal. Mm. This could honestly be any mindfulness journal, but like I know a lot of people like the 5-minute journal because like it just like quick. It takes 5 minutes out of your day just to write about it.
No excuse.
Yeah, we linked the one from Indigo and I like the beige one. They also have one, I think it's new. It's like a forest green if you want some color. But yeah, I think it's just good to practice mindfulness. You know?
Yeah, that's very cute.
Okay, and lastly, we have the sports guide. So this one I also got from the Every Girl blog, and I found this so freaking cool.
Oh my God.
So it's a custom football book, and basically you can get it for like whoever you're shopping for, like their favorite team, and it gives like a history of like their wins, what's happened. It gives like if they had like iconic trades or something like that. Oh like it just, God. It's actually really cool. It is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
But it has like all the football teams. I'm pretty sure they have stuff like this for like baseball, for hockey, for soccer, like whatever. But like this one in particular is for football. Pretty to look at too.
Yeah.
Like it's a minimalist cover and then like it's just super nice.
I feel like I could give this to my brother for his birthday.
Yeah, it's actually really nice.
Shit,
it's expensive. But...
Yeah, but no, it's cute. Very cute.
Then obviously a jersey from their favorite team, you know, we don't have a link for that because you just kind of like search it up. Funny story, Nick wanted a jersey for like his favorite hockey team. And I was like, I don't know where to buy a jersey.
Yeah.
And he's like, NHL.com. I was like, oh, okay. It's that simple.
I'm dead. Yeah. But sometimes they're harder to find. Like you want a particular type or like a cap like, with something
an
like
old fashioned one too.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like it really, you do look before because it can be trickier sometimes.
And then also a massage gun. So if you have someone that's actually very athletic and like actually does sports, a massage gun is going to change their life. Oh my God. So one of my best friends, their family has this and I used it there and oh my God, I was in heaven. Yeah.
Doesn't hurt?
Well, it does. A little bit. You're supposed to massaging like where you're in pain or like where you're tight, right? So it's loosening up the muscles. So good. So good.
Then we mentioned basically just tickets to any type of sports games. If there's any, it could even be in the future, you know, if they're selling them, like it could here in Montreal or Canada, like Habs tickets, they can be a bit expensive, but maybe if you check, you can find cheaper ones or it could be any type of game. I don't know, tennis. Well, it's over now, but
just anything.
Anything. If you can find like tickets to a game they might like, that could be fun. Then even like a ski/snowboarding pass for the season. This is obviously a bit particular because it depends if they like to do it or if they were thinking about doing it. This can be fun, especially if it's like you're in an area where it snows a lot. I think this is cute. And then we have basically a workout set. If it's someone that's just active, or a workout set could just be cute to wear anytime, but it could be for women or whoever. It could be just a cute top and tights matching. We put one from Gymshark and they have for anybody, male, female, and you can find a bunch of workout sets, but it's super cute. It is more expensive, but you don't necessarily have to go with Gymshark. There's other brands as well. But yeah, this is always useful.
Okay.
Well, that was exciting.
This just got really
like,
fun.
Yeah, it was really fun because we had like categories and different cute stuff. Yeah, that's the end of our holiday gift guide or just anytime gift guide. Let us know if you found these useful. If you're gifting any of these. Well, actually, well, maybe that'll hint to people. But yeah, if you found it useful, let us know. If you want to see these during every holiday season, let us know. Themed, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Give us any feedback. If you have other ideas.
A Valentine's Day gift guide.
Oh, that's good.
That's so cute.
Like every holiday, we're like, yeah, yeah. Okay, Kathy, you got this? But... Yeah. Oh, if you have any other ideas that we didn't mention, definitely let us know, because it might be helpful for us or other people. But as usual, follow us on our socials at Wild Thoughts Pod. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and we're going to link our personal socials as usual in the description. Yeah, as usual, we're free to any feedback, so just let us know and subscribe, like, share. Yeah. Okay, that's it for this episode. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. We're a bit in advance, but
yes, but you know what?
Bye.